Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number one continues to roll along here on the Catholic Health Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here, and on the Wester Hotline, still hanging out with us. He's got time on a Monday, Sal Capaccio. And Sal, we're not going to hear from the coaches today. It's a little bit of a weird week with having Thursday night football. We did, though, hear from all of our coaches on Friday. And let's get to the Barnes Firm Injury Report. And that is brought to you by the Barnes Firm Injured. For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION, because it is lengthy.
Yeah, and I mean, a couple of encouraging items on here. But we all saw what happened with Terrell Bernard. That looked really bad and nasty, right, when he got hit by some friendly fire from Matt Milano coming in and the arm and the elbow. I'll be honest, though, guys, I thought it would be even worse than what Sean McDermott termed it week to week.
Right.
Now, it still could, you know, that could mean a lot of things, but he said week to week, and then he basically gave an indication probably not going to be available this week. He didn't rule out IR, but also didn't say he's definitely going on IR. So I think, again, could be encouraged by that, but it just sucks for Terrell Bernard, obviously. He had been dealing with the ankle injury as well. And, you know, now with the arm, it stinks, but maybe there's a chance for his body to kind of heal up and get right over the next few weeks. And you got to keep Shaq Thompson healthy now because he'll probably get inserted into that, you know, middle linebacker role. And then you have Spencer Brown. And again, Sean McDermott basically gave an indication that not going to be available this week. They're still evaluating his situation, a shoulder injury. You saw him on the sidelines, arm in a sling. That wasn't good. So you're probably looking at Ryan Vandermark starting against the Pittsburgh Steelers at right tackle on Sunday. Maxwell Harrison is in concussion protocol, so we will be monitoring that this week. Obviously, with the game on Thursday, you have 10 days, so hopefully he's able to progress, you know, well enough to be able to play. Good news on Christian Benford and AJ Epenesa, who both left the game. McDermott said both should be fine. And no surprise, Josh Allen is sore, to put it as Sean McDermott did, but expected to be fine. And obviously, Josh, you saw probably video and pictures of him getting his jersey retired at the University of Wyoming over the weekend as well. Guys who didn't play in the game on Thursday, Dalton Kincaid, massive loss with him so far because he's just such a big integral part of what they need in the passing game that they're not getting right now, and they need help there, that he can help everybody, I guess, in the best way to put it, with him on the field. Him, as well as Fedarian Mathis, defensive tackle, and Curtis Samuel, wide receiver, all improving. The next time we'll hear from Sean McDermott will be Wednesday morning, and that will be ahead of the team hitting the practice field on Wednesday afternoon.
I was curious about that, Sal, because of Thanksgiving being there. Is the practice schedule still going to remain the same?
Yes, still the same. It's a normal Sunday week. So even with Thanksgiving, the only difference is there's no media on Thanksgiving. The team will still do work. So they allow us to kind of have our Thanksgiving off. But they say no media. They'll close it to the media. But no different on Wednesday and on Friday. And I'll still have Sean McDermott on Friday here on this show. So we'll get, you know, your normal injury update. So everything kind of remains the same throughout the week this week. The only difference is nothing today from coaches because they spoke Friday. And then nothing on Thursday for media, but the team will still, you know, have their normal practice in the morning. So, yeah, and then full system go for Sunday in Pittsburgh, a 4:25 p.m. start against the Steelers. It is 4:25 p.m., right?
It is, yeah. Which
4:25 p.m. There you go.
It makes sense. It's the Steelers. It's a brand. But in my head, the Steelers should always be playing at like 1 o'clock or 8 o'clock. It feels very weird.
You know what else, though? I'll tell you, though, I'm looking at it. Remember, you have three less games on Sunday this week because of the Thanksgiving game, too, right? So there's less games to choose from. No bye weeks this week. The NFL doesn't – Thanksgiving week, I don't think anybody has a bye week. They traditionally don't do that. How many games do I get? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 1 o'clock games. And then you have 1 4:05 game and then 2 4:25s. Raiders, Chargers, Bills, Steelers. So this will be a national, you know, window game here for a lot of people to watch, obviously. And you're right, it's a brand. It's two teams fighting for wild card and playoff spots. Obviously, you guys saw, I'm sure, you know, they didn't talk about it today. There was something on social last night. The Bills, you know, could be, I guess, you know, there's stuff about Shaq Lawson possibly being in town for a workout. You know, I was trying to, Matt Bove and I, by the way, a little plug here. We just recorded an Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast like this morning. So that's going to drop. So if you want to check that out, we talked about this. We talked it through.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I don't know. I don't know if there's another. There's no new injury from anybody at defensive end that we know of from Sean McDermott. Everybody finished the game. I know Joey Bosa's been dealing with the wrist, but I went back. He played the last few snaps of the game on defense. Now, he had been dealing with the wrist, so maybe that's something. I think more so this could be simply TJ Sanders has been playing defensive end, guys. Been playing out of position.
Yeah.
They need. So, I don't. Whether it's Shaq Lawson or someone else, and I know Shaq Lawson, roll your eyes, a guy. I mean, when you're at week 13, we know how this works. When you're at week 13, you try to bring guys in who at least you are familiar with and they're familiar with you that you can kind of seamlessly onboard them. But either way, that might not matter. I mean, whether they sign him or not, they're probably looking at adding someone to the position because TJ Sanders has been playing out of position a little bit here playing defensive end. And McDermott said on Friday they'd like to get him back inside.
Sal, I wanted to ask you about that because that's where my head went was with Shaq Lawson. Like, okay, did like somebody else pick up an injury? We didn't hear anything on Friday, and it's still not, you know, for sure. We don't know 100% if this is happening. But the TJ Sanders thing has been a curiosity because it kind of just happened out of nowhere. And I feel like that's now where I only see him. I don't actually see him in the interior all that much anymore. And it has been a bit of a slow roll for him. Like as much of a flash as Deion Walker has been this year at the defensive tackle position, I'd say TJ Sanders, both with the injury and even before that, has sort of, you know, played second fiddle a little bit to Walker.
Yeah. I mean, Deion Walker, actually, if you go back, guys, and look at this past draft, I mean, I'd like to do that right now if I can. I'll have to try and look it up. But if you go back to this past draft, I would say Deion Walker's playing as good as any, you know, making enough plays as any interior defensive lineman that was drafted, mm-hmm. right? Let me see here. Can we do this real quick? Let's see. Let's see what the numbers are on Deion Walker here. All right, I'm going to go to defense. Let's go with some sacks here. Not, I know that's not the, you know, end all be all as far as, you know, how you want
right,
to do this.
Yeah.
But let's see, Jalen Walker has 5 sacks, 4 sacks, James Pierce. I'm looking at what else they've done so far. Anyway, the point is, if you look at, you know, Deion Walker and what he's done this year, I think he's been one of the better rookie defensive tackles in the entire league. And this, they got this guy in the fourth round. How many times do we hear, oh my God, drafting has been terrible. This is a nice draft pick, right? It's a guy that's turned out well. I mean, Cole Bishop's turning out to be a nice draft pick after, you know, a year and what's happening here. So maybe you have a couple guys here that you can look at that say, okay, and then, hey, Max Harrison's played pretty well since he stepped in, right? So I think Deion Walker has been a nice fit for the Bills. He's done a really nice job here. And there's times where I watch him and go, okay, well, that's a rookie mistake. He's caught out of position. But he's also just done a really good job to, you know, make sure that he's kind of done his job. And he's made tackles in the backfield, tackles for loss. He's done a really good job like that. And, you know, he deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah, absolutely. Sal, last thing here, real quick on the road kind of issues for the Bills. Just what have you seen in these last three games, Tampa being the lone home game here, but Miami and Houston both times, Bills unable to really do anything on offense, can't even get to 20 points. What has been the big issue for you that you've seen?
Same thing that we've talked about a lot of here. Did you guys see the Emmanuel Acho breakdown?
I did not. I've been hearing about it. I've been meaning to go check it out.
It's really good, and whether you like him or not, and I know that he can kind of go off the rails a little bit for some people, going in different directions on things he says, but he did a really good job of showing some things with the Bills offense, and one of the things that he showed was there was a 3rd and 20 that the Bills faced, and the Houston Texans played man-to-man defense on a 3rd and 20. Nobody yeah. plays man-to-man defense on 3rd and 20 with one high safety. You know why you play man-to-man defense on 3rd and 20? Because you're not afraid of anybody beating you. Because all it takes in man-to-man defense is one person make a mistake and you can convert a 3rd and 20. And you're like, why the heck did we do that? Just keep everybody in front of you in zone. That's all you got to do on 3rd and 20. They did, though. They played man-to-man. And to answer your question, this gets to my point, which is I just think it's the same thing. When you are, especially in a road environment, it's very loud. You're getting play calls in late. Unfortunately, we know that that happened. You're trying to make checks at the line. You don't have enough, you know, man beaters, people who can just beat their guy off the line to come up with answers quick enough for an offense that needs quicker answers, because then your quarterback is standing in the pocket and people are teeing off on him. Yeah. So I think that's been an issue. And then that creates mistakes. And that's why you have turnovers. And turnovers have been a really, really big issue for this team on the road this year.
Going to have to figure it out Sunday, 4:25 at Pittsburgh. Sal, you have off tomorrow. As you mentioned, it's a normal Sunday week. So the next time we'll talk will be on Wednesday, sir. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, you guys got it. Thanks.
All right, see you, Sal.
Sal Capaccio there on the Western Hotline. We'll take a quick timeout here when we come back. 803-0550, the number to call. Bill, if you hang on the line, we'll get to you first and others as well. As we're talking, the Bills, their playoff hopes right now, as of today, they are in the final wild card spot in the AFC, and it's somewhat teetering here. Not that long ago, it feels like not that long ago, we were talking about, you know, how many games could they win in a row? Could they be undefeated going into a game like New England? And instead, they're 7-4 and seemingly can't play on the road, and they're going to have to do that again this week at Pittsburgh. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show, and this is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.